This is Racing HQ at 13 minutes to 10. Obviously, over the last few weeks and going back to late July, Sky Sports Radio and this program ventured out into the country areas to try and relate into many of our listeners that are in Sydney and predominantly down the coast that are getting rain, that country New South Wales is in extreme drought. Now, since then, there's been virtually no rain in these areas, and I just can't believe and can't imagine just what these areas are like. This morning, we're going to go out to Armidale because this is a club that has been hit by drought, having to recently call off a meeting that was coming up. Jim Deedes has been a long-time club secretary there at Armidale. Morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Andrew.
Jim, I can't even, well, I can start to imagine because I've been out to some areas and seen it back in late July, but can you relate to our listeners and remind people that are listening to us around Sydney just the picture of Armidale at the moment?
Yeah, so it looks like a desert at the moment out here in Armidale. We're about 300 mil short of our average rainfall for the year, so that, you know, that's 12 inches of rain. We're short of our average. We're, you know, the local council said we're only getting 15% of our average rainfall. It's just, you know, we've been talking to people that have been around here for you know, nearly 100 years, and they've never seen it as bad as what it is.
Nearly 100 years?
Yeah, 100 years. Actually, there's an old farmer in Gyra, which is just 20 kilometres up the road. He's 104, and he said he's never seen it this bad.
Well, they've run out of water, haven't they?
Gyra's run out of water, and Armidale's sort of trucking water up to Gyra, which has impacted on our water supply here in Armidale. We've been on level four since about April, so we haven't been able to water the track at all since April. And probably since then, we might have had about probably 20 to 30 mil of rain in that last 4 or 5 months.
Well, that was what my next question was. When was your last significant rain that you stood out on the veranda, Jim, and you thought, how bloody good's this?
Probably early in the year, January, February, before our Armidale Cup. We raced our Armidale Cup in March, and we had a good season up to January, February. We raced the first week in March, and it probably hasn't rained since then.
It must be, I mean, you just, geez, and looking at the radar and looking at the Bureau and looking at long term, I just don't know where it's going to come from.
We've looked long term, and there's no rain for the next 3 months. They said just the average rainfall January, February, and then April next year we'll get well above average. So we're still looking another 6 or 8 months down the track.
Jesus, bring on April.
Hmm. Yeah. But we're racing this Saturday. We've got a Sky 2 meeting on this Saturday, but our meetings after that have been transferred, or our first meeting's been transferred. We're supposed to race 10 days after Saturday on the 22nd of September, but our track, just without any water, it just, you know, we wouldn't be able to repair it, and there'd be, you know, absolutely no growth at all. On the TV, if you watch on Saturday, it'll probably look a little bit like Birdsville did last Saturday.
Yeah, I was just going to pose. You can get away with one meeting, but then the recovery wouldn't be there.
We've got a grass cover on there, but it's all dead. Because there's no water, the roots are just sitting on top. Our winter's been pretty harsh as well. Like, we've had -6s, -8 degrees, so that's just sucking the life out of our track as well, drawing all the moisture up, and then winds, very strong winds drying the track out as well. So just nothing. It'll look a little bit like Birdsville did last Saturday here on coming up this Saturday.
Okay. Well, at least you've got a meeting. That's some plus. Today, Jim, is the day, are you okay? It's, it's a day where they're reminding us that we've got to check around and make sure our friends are okay, that, you know, they're not suffering any mental issues and the like and whatever. But how is the community of Armidale getting through this? There must be people out on farms and like that would be battling things like I've just spoken about.
Oh, definitely. Like, you know, I was talking to a farmer the other day. He's spending $15,000 a week on feed just to keep his stock alive. He said he's up to $300,000 already. So how he gets that back, I don't know. He said, I'm going to have to go and rob a bank, you know, so just sort of jokingly. But, you know, it's very, very tough. And now we've got fires all around us too at the moment. It's very smoky here in Armidale. There's fires about 20 or 30 k out of town in the bushland. So it's just devastation after devastation, really.
It is, and considering that we're just starting spring and we've got a summer ahead, I feel helpless. You know, I feel helpless because the only thing that can solve it is the good Lord giving us some rain. And at this stage, it's not there. And we've just got to hope that at some point here we're going to get it. Let's hope it's before April in that long-term forecast, Jim. But our thoughts, and I keep doing these interviews because I need to remind people that listen to us that while we might talk about heavy tracks and we're complaining about it and things, we need to be aware that people out in the country would do absolutely anything to have a soft or heavy track, Jim.
Yeah, they would. And we can't wait till we get a bit of rain, but we're looking forward to this race meeting on Saturday to make it a bit of a celebration so people can come out and have a bit of a day out and just enjoy a day out instead of sitting at home waiting for the rain to come. So, we might all get together and do a big rain dance over here on Saturday. It's quite a big day. It's our university day. And, we expect probably 2,000 people to this race meeting on Saturday. So we're really looking forward to it. But after that, you know, I doubt whether we'll be racing till probably after Christmas again. And this time of year is our biggest, busiest time for racing. We've got about 6 meetings in the next 3 months.
Well, Jim, we can only wish you the best. We're wishing all the country farmers. I know our good friend Rodney Robb out at Ningen has the radio on in his stable. Rod, I hope you're going to get some rain soon, mate, and all the areas. I was even talking to Rob Tweedy this morning down at the Sapphire Coast, and things are very much dry there. We've just got to hope that it can turn very shortly. Jim, thank you for your time, and good luck with Saturday.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew.